This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
104.1 FM KMOX, your voice of the Cardinals, is broadcasting live from Kegs and Eggs, presented by Budweiser. Is also sponsored by St. Louis Composting, building something that lasts, and create the ultimate raised bed garden with St. Louis Composting. And by Rally House, your city, your house, Rally House.
Amy Marks, Corus, Chris Ranji. We are at Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village. Hour two of the show today. We go until 12. Then it is Dave Glover and Kevin Wheeler taking over. The gates are going to open at Busch Stadium at 12 o'clock. The pregame ceremony starts at 2:30, and they are recommending, even though there was talk about there not being a sellout or a lot of people coming, you definitely want to get down here early today if you're trying to get into the ballpark, because it will take some time. It always does on opening day, so they recommend you come down here early. We are now joined by the president of the Cardinals, Bill DeWitt III, who joins us today on KMOX. How you doing?
I'm great. Good morning, guys. Happy opener.
We said this to Chip Carey, like, this doesn't get old, right?
No, it's great. It's always a fun day on the calendar. It's a transition day for the season. You know, it's it means that we're headed for warmer days, and the winter's kind of starting to get behind us, and we've got Cardinal baseball to enjoy on a daily basis, and it's just such a fun, exciting time in St. Louis, and I love how people kind of treat it like a holiday.
Well, we're campaigning. Kids should be off school. I think people should get off work officially.
I should be off work.
Well, this isn't work. This is amazing. But I think everyone else, schools should be closed. It should be a citywide, statewide, really, holiday.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Next time I'm in Jeff City, we'll start lobbying.
Yes.
This will be the new thing.
Yes, yeah, I think that's great. We actually, earlier this morning, we chatted with CBS chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett. Technically, he's a San Diego Padres fan, but he said nobody does it like the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, he praised Cardinals Nation. He praised the St. Louis Cardinals opening day. Yeah, it really is something spectacular.
Yeah, it's a great formula. Just driving in, you could see people already tailgating.
Yeah.
And then from a programming standpoint today, just how do you beat the Clydesdales, you know, and then all the Hall of Famers and their red jackets, and just like a sense of renewal and, you know, rekindling, thinking about the past and the great legacy of this wonderful franchise. And then looking ahead, you know, you turn the page and you say, all right, what are we up to this season? And learn about the new players and see them out there. And just like a great warm vibe for everybody in St. Louis today.
What are you, because the opening day is done so well here, and the Cardinals have done it well at Busch Stadium for as long as I can remember. Is there an attempt to try and, you know, freshen it up or change it up? Or do you just like to keep it as it is because it seems to work?
we kind of chuckle every year because we ask ourselves that question, and we always kind of return back to the formula because how do you top it? We'll do some things different every year, like the video montage that kind of gets everybody excited and pumped about the season, you know, that highlights our, you know, our current players and stars. And then, you know, we always have a little bit of reminiscing about maybe who we've lost. And but, you know, the formula of the Clydesdales and the Ford trucks and the and the Hall of Famers, and then just like things that everybody expects. You definitely got to deliver that.
Right.
And then,
gotta play the hits.
You got to play the hits. That's right. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Are there little tweaks or things that people might notice, look forward to today around the stadium?
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as like the stadium itself, one thing we did is invest in a whole new speaker system. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you won't see that, but you'll hear in areas that were a little cumbersome with the volume and even some dark spots, those should be all fixed. Now, opening day might be a little bit of like, wait a minute, this is too loud. But then we have the system to tweak all that with all these new speakers.
Is it going
to
be loud like Dodger Stadium? I don't know if you have been there, but oh my God. Their sound system is unbelievable. It is so loud.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that you'll, if you ask Cardinals fans, half of them will say it's too loud and half is too soft. Right?
So, all right.
That's perfect.
So, like, I guess that's perfect, but it's also because we didn't have a super fine-tuned system like we have this year. And then around the ballpark, there's some cool new concession things. You probably heard some of that mm-hmm. earlier. But out in center field in Ford Plaza, we've got a new custard stand and a walk and a like a panini place out behind on third base, first base side. So it's a lot of new refreshing concession areas. And then I would say going forward this season, what we're really excited about is some new programming. We're really focusing on changing things up as the week progresses and changes. So like a Friday night, for example, we're going to really focus on Bud Terrace and having that be live music before the game and lots of cool stuff up there. And then on Sundays, it'll be like family day. You know, we really cater to that demographic and have the ice cream and all the stuff out in Ford Plaza and a lot of stuff there. So we're intentionally trying to think about how we can change it up. For people that go to a lot of games, in the past, you might have thought it was kind of the same play every day. We really want to change that up and have the feeling of coming to a Cardinals game feel a little bit different from day to day.
Bill DeWitt III is with us on KMOX. How much I do know that teams will sort of scout what other stadiums do and grab ideas. How much of that do the Cardinals do?
We do a lot of that. We obviously love for ideas to come up internally based on our knowledge of our fans and our market, but there's 29 other teams doing the same thing, plus other sports. So we definitely learn from other teams. We actually had a consultant come in and tell us about some best practices with respect to, for example, like the control room and game day operations and stuff. And that was great for a few good tips for our team. And then they're going to travel a little bit more to other ballparks than they have in the past as part of this effort. So that's always a big part. You'd love for ideas to come up internally, but then you always don't want to reinvent the wheel if it's already happened somewhere else and they do well.
You know, I feel like a broken record with this, but we talk about so much how the Cardinals are part of the very identity of St. Louis, the personhood of St. Louis. And maybe, you know, St. Louis isn't the sexiest city in the country in the sense that we're not New York City. We may not be Miami with the beach or whatever. And I think because of that, so much of our community, our identity as a city is in and with the Cardinals. And I know as an ownership group that you guys get that the Cardinals and St. Louis, it's not like, okay, it's just a business decision. It really is personal for so many people in St. Louis.
Yeah, I think that's right. And that's why the passion comes out when, you know, if we're not winning or whatever, there's just passion there. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. It's a big part of the fabric. And I think you've hit on it. You know, St. Louis, being in the middle of the country, and you see that with other, I think, Midwestern cities to some degree. But in St. Louis, it's even more pronounced, I think, because, you know, we've been here for 140 years, and we have this great legacy of the outer markets being a part of what we're all about. You know, if you drive 150 miles in any direction, their big city is St. Louis. You know, if you're on like the East Coast or whatever, you drive into, you know, for an hour, you're in some other market,
yeah,
another team or another affiliation. And here it's really about the whole region. And I think that's part of the legacy you're talking about. And then just the winning tradition, the great Hall of Famers, whether it's Jack Buck's and Harry Carey's legacy on this network or so many other things, you know, Stan Musial being one of the greatest players ever, and he just embraced the city his whole life. Things like that make it extra special beyond, I think, what you might see in other markets.
The Cardinals, along with the Blues and the Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals, all really did push to get sports betting passed in the state of Missouri, and it did back in November. It's supposed to be done, I believe, by December, like completely implemented around the state. So what is it going to look like from the Cardinals' perspective when that finally is up and operational?
Yeah, we were behind that effort. We're glad to see it passed. It passed by the hair of our chinny chin chin. It was
pretty
very
small margin.
Close vote.
Yeah.
But it did get passed, which is great. We have a new partner in Bet365. You'll hear about them from a marketing standpoint. So we're really happy to have that partner. They've been a good, responsible gaming operator in Europe as well as in the U.S. So we're happy to partner with them. But you know, I think it'll be something that fans learn about this season, figure out how they want to do it, if at all. And then in the fall, as we get later into our season, it'll actually be, okay, we're going live. But, you know, a lot of our fans have already been doing it, whether it's illegally, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying me. Not me, but I know.
But, you know, the vote, it's funny because the vote to legalize was super in our favor in all the border communities because they're used to just driving
crossing the border and having it be legal
and no big deal, right? So interesting how it played out, but we're excited that it's legal. It's regulated, it's monitored, and it's good for the teams. And what's good for the teams in Missouri, I think, is good for everybody.
So does that mean there'll be an app? Will there be a sports book here on the premises somewhere?
Well, everybody will have the opportunity to download an app on their phone, and that's where most of the betting occurs for sports. But we're still not sure if we're going to do something in Ballpark Village. I could see something happening, but the priority is to sort of get it going on the mobile platforms first, and then if we do something retail-wise, it would be probably a smaller spot here somewhere in Ballpark Village.
All right, so coming into today, opening day, How have your few days been? Have you been able to sleep? Do things pick up? Do they slow down? What's it like for you?
Well, you know, it's such an early start, you know, being March 27th today.
Yeah.
Usually we're into early April, and sometimes we start on the road, and it's even past that. But it feels like we were just in spring training, you know, and then all of a sudden, boom, we're here. But I would say the last 2 days it picks up, you know, because it's all the meetings about, you know, the production and all the new stuff we have going on, and is it all finished and how's that coming? So I would say for me, it's a little bit of that. And then it's also kind of gets a little hectic because so many people are in. I've got family in town and kids and all sorts of stuff. And it's like, you know, you're sort of juggling a lot of balls. And then when you get past opening day, it kind of like settles a little bit, and you just start to get into the rhythm of the season every day.
I don't want to take any shine away from the Cardinals, but a week from now, you've got the Savannah Bananas coming to Busch Stadium, and they've sold out two dates here, which is unbelievable for a minor league team. I know they've sort of controlled most of it, but how much preparation help do you give to them to pull this off?
Well, they're definitely like know what they're doing. You know, I mean, they're like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. Yeah. People don't know, and incredible social media presence that gets everybody hyped up on these things that they do for these games, and they're pretty selective about where they're going to go outside of their home market. And obviously, they picked St. Louis this year. And they don't like pick spots right near us, like adjacent cities. They people travel in, and it becomes a whole thing. So we're really excited about that. They have so many fun things that they do, and actually, there's some things we could probably learn in terms of marketing and fun and getting the kids involved. But we're looking forward to that, and it'll be quite a show.
I like it. I like it. It'll be fun. I think
I got tickets.
Sold out a football stadium.
The Raymond James. They just played at that stadium. 65,000 people
crazy.
There.
That's
Isn't
crazy.
It unbelievable what they've pulled off? Bill DeWitt III, thank you for stopping by and enjoy the day. The opening day is a very long, busy, fun day, and you're heavily involved, and we appreciate you coming by.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you being down in Cardinals Nation to get this going.
Oh, well, it's got we have our logo up here.
That's
true. We get to be here, I think, until they kick us out. Bill DeWitt III, team president for the St. Louis Cardinals, who opened their season today against the Minnesota Twins. The first pitch at 3:15. All the pregame ceremony stuff inside the ballpark gets going at 2:30. It is highly recommended you get down to the ballpark early today if you want to get in to see all of that. It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM. KMOX.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores with you live from Cardinals Nation. It's opening day. You want to know how excited I was for opening day, Ranj?
You went and got mushroom coffee. You've been talking about it all morning. It must be great.
There's the mushroom coffee. Here's what happened. I went and got a speeding ticket on the way here.
Oh, good for you.
It was an accident,
Did he do it?
No, I have a question, though.
Uh-oh. You have a question for a police officer?
So, well, here's the thing. I wasn't even late. I was early. I was so on time, it was unbelievable how on time I was. So here I am listening to 104.1 FM. That's KMOX now.
KMOX.
That's us.
Yep.
And pretty excited about getting to the stadium. And allegedly, I sped. Apparently.
Allegedly.
So here's the thing. I did see the cop car up ahead of me, and it was a 35-mile-an-hour zone. To be completely honest, I didn't really know what the speed limit was, but I thought I was going 45. And I go 45, and he pulls in behind me, and then they kind of follow you, which they do, I think, to make you sweat. To make me sweat a little bit.
You follow us for so long? Is it to make us sweat?
Ron just talking to a police officer right now.
I'm talking to a police officer right now.
I got a little stomach cramps. I started sweating. But I didn't actually feel terrible because it was 40. I was going 45, and I thought maybe it was a 40. So he pulls me over, and I'm like, I have no idea why you pulled me over. And he said, well, you were speeding. He said I was going 50 in a 35. But here's the thing. I don't think I was going 50. So I looked at him, and I didn't want to talk back to a police officer. So I was like, but like it's a he said, she said at that point. I was going 45, which he said was a 35. So that's 10 miles over. That's still a ticket. But I felt personally hurt by the 50.
So you think he was lying to you?
No.
Is that what?
I did. What? Oh, sorry. I was in the county.
It's all the county. Okay. So we're not gonna name names.
No,
we're not gonna name names. But a St. Louis city police officer.
I didn't want to talk back, so I looked at him.
Well, I just want to make this clear.
Yes.
That a St. Louis city police officer has just told us he will remain nameless, but he just told us that the county cops have nothing better to do, so they're going to pull you over and they're going to jack up that number. So if you were going 45, they'll say it was 50 or 55. Just so they.
Here's the thing. I would have admitted to I saw 45. And it was going downhill, and I looked, and it was 45. But I don't know. I didn't want to correct the police officer, but I felt like I had to stand up for my character. So I really just looked at him, and I must have had a very confused look on my face, and he gave me the ticket because I never get out of tickets. Never once have I ever gotten out of a ticket.
It's because you have a face.
I think I have.
You've got this combative face. Before they even get to the window, they know this is going to be bad.
But it's different than a Karen. I don't think I have a Karen face. I think I just have a stupid face, maybe.
I don't think it's stupid.
I don't know. All my friends get out of tickets, and they're like, oh, hello.
When I first see you every morning, when I walk into the office, my first thought is, what is she mad about today?
That's my
face. That's what I'm saying. When a cop comes up to your window after they pulled you over, which, by the way, drive better. But when they come up to your window and pull you over, they look at your face and they go, this is going to be a fight. So they already know.
It's like an anticipation foul. Made awkward eye contact. The eye contact was like, I don't think that's right. And he looked at me like, what are you going to do about it, buddy?
Okay. So you got a ticket. How much?
Well, I don't know. I didn't look at the price. Is there a price on the ticket?
Well, I think it tells you what you're going
to... Not a price.
It's called a fine.
A fine. Is the fine listed on the ticket? We're talking to a St. Louis police officer here. Is the price of the fine listed on the ticket? I have to look online.
Oh, see, that's not fun.
But the thing
let's do that. Let's look at your...
Well, I'm going to have to do that at some point. But the reason why the 50 hurt so bad is that I don't think I did hit 50. And I do think I hit 45, which is 10 over, which is my fault. It's my sin. I did it.
Now
I'm culpable. I get it.
Let me tell you what happened to me
the last time. The 50 looks bad on the ticket.
I don't think so. Let me tell you what happened to me last time.
Okay.
I was actually speeding through a construction zone, but there were not workers.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. It was on the highway. It was in Illinois.
Okay.
Not like that makes it better. But it was the start of the construction zone. You know, the cones just are pulling over and you have to get into the lane.
I can't believe you.
Okay, so I was going a little fast. So I saw him pull up behind me, and he was about six or seven cars back, but we're down to one lane for a few miles. And I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure he's going to come get me when the highway opens back up again. I'm pretty sure. But I also thought maybe he'll forget.
I
will tell you now, they don't forget. And as soon as the lane opened up, he came and got me. And he came. I forgot exactly what I was doing, but he said, look, here's what you were doing. If I put it for that much, you would be in all kinds of trouble. So I'm going to make it this speed.
See, why was he nice to you?
Because I have a face that says, be nice to me.
I think your face, glasses.
Because I look like I need help.
Well,
is that what it is?
You just look a little like you're trying your best, but it's not going great.
Thank you. That's all I want people to think of me.
Yes,
I'm trying my best.
It's not working. It's not working.
Okay.
But you're trying. So, yeah, and I will say this. Working in I just felt a little targeted.
You were targeted.
I felt like I looked
You drive like an idiot. I have been
I
behind
like
you while you drive.
I feel like I looked like easy prey, maybe. Maybe like this person is speeding. Like I said, it wasn't that I wasn't speeding. I was speeding. I'm just quibbling about the 45 to the 50. And maybe he looked at me and said, this person's not. She's not going to know what
she's
doing.
The last thing you do with a police officer who's pulled you over is barter. There's nothing to be
Your
gained
police
from
officer
it.
Voluntarily bartered with you.
Because I have a nice face. That's why. So
he
that's
just,
all you have to do.
He looked at me. He was disappointed. We locked eyes.
And always admit to your mistake.
Well, that I did.
Okay.
I was like, oh, yeah. But I wanted to say my mistake was 45. I didn't want to confess to a sin I didn't commit.
So here's the lesson to be learned. If you are coming down to the ballpark today opening day, do not speed to get down here. Leave early. Leave yourself some time. You do want to get to the ballpark early today because it will take a while to get inside. Mm-hmm. Security and all that stuff. You don't want to miss the opening ceremony stuff, which starts at 2:30. The game is at 3:15, so leave yourself plenty of time today.
We're looking at our Mott's Madness pizza bracket here, our tournament, and we're looking at the next round of results, which have been manually filled in by Christopher Ranji.
Manually filled in because I looked at the results.
Yeah.
I'm not making anything
oh,
up.
Oh, no, he's not making anything. No, he had to write them down so that we could tell you what the results were from our Twitter poll. And it appears that Ranji learned to write yesterday.
We have talked about this so many times. I cannot write. I'm very bad at it.
It's
My
adorable.
Handwriting was bad when I was writing a lot, and so it's even worse now.
If you're ever mad at Ranji, just think of like a little kid writing a note.
Yeah.
And then it'll soften your heart a little bit toward this gentleman.
A little bit. It will help.
See, this is what we're talking about in the last segment. Uh-huh. He has a face that says, I'm trying my best, but it's not going very
well. That's what happens. When they pull me over and they come up to the window, I tell them, look, I am really bad at handwriting. And they say, oh. And math. And they say, oh. And they let me go. So the Mott's Madness Pizza Tournament is ongoing here on the Chris and Amy Show. The NCAA Tournament is resuming today. The Sweet 16 starts today. So we are continuing our tournament of the best pizza in St. Louis, the best pizza places in St. Louis. And we do have results from the second round of the tournament. And Emo's, you will not be surprised, defeated Blackthorn Pub to move on to the next round.
That could be a surprise because those are two very very different types of pizza.
True, but Emo's is an institution.
It is.
They are a one seed, so you kind of figured they were going to continue to move on. This one was an absolute blowout. Racanelli's defeated, and Racanelli's was the 5 seed. They defeated Pointer's Pizza by quite a bit.
Really?
Olive and Oak, the 6 seed, defeats De Rienzo's.
And an upset.
It is an upset, but I'm telling you, this was a very tough draw for Guido's Pizza on the Hill. Filoni's defeats Guido's in our tournament poll. Amy, this is important.
Okay.
In the sausage region of our Mott's Madness tournament, we have a tie.
No, unbelievable.
We have a tie, and we are doing
I cannot believe we have a tie in the sausage
region. Yes, you need to be following us on at Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter, so you can vote in our runoff. It is Union Loafers, the 1 seed.
The 1 seed.
In a tie with the 8 seed. That's a nice of pizza.
Do you think people are voting on the name?
They have to be. They have to.
I mean, not that that's a nice pizza isn't a great pizza, but I mean, this is it. This could potentially be an upset. We don't know yet. We don't know. Union Loafers, like I said, is unbelievably good. I have not been to that tonight.
I haven't been to either, but I will never get over the fact there is a pizza place in this area called That's a Nice a Pizza.
You love it.
Fortell's.
Okay.
The 5 seed defeats Pie Guy Pizza. Pie Guy from the Grove.
Aren't there multiple Fortell's?
I don't know.
Pizza Den. I think there are multiple.
Milo's has been defeated. Milo's, the 6 seed, also from the Hill. Pizzeria de Gloria is the winner of that matchup. La Pizza, which is Clayton.
I don't know where La Pizza is. I know where Peel Pizza is.
I have carried out from there before. It is good.
Okay.
La Pizza defeats the 2 seed Stefanina's. So La Pizza has moved on. Over to the Mushroom region. Where is it, Frank? That is La Pizza.
It's not on the air.
Okay. He's not on the air. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was talking on the air.
University City in St. Charles. They just opened their new location in St. Charles. Yep.
Got it.
Excellent.
All right. This one has, I think, this is a bit of a surprise. The number 1 seed, Katie's Pizza and Pasta from the Mushroom Region, has been taken down.
Whoa.
Vito's is the winner. Vito's beats Katie's Pizza and Pasta. That is our first 1 seed to be eliminated from the Mott's Madness tournament. Nick and Elena's has defeated Fordo's Killer Pizza. So that is also an upset. That is a 6 seed defeating a 3 seed. Uncle Leo's Pizza beats Motortown. Motortown, the Detroit-style
pizza
in Richmond Heights, has been defeated. Hot Pizza Cold Beer, another upset over Shotzi's. So Hot Pizza Cold Beer is the winner, and that wraps up the Mushroom region of our tournament.
Well, in the Pineapple and Ham region, Dewey's defeats Ragazzi's. That was a tough matchup.
Dewey's is good.
Dewey's is really good. That's my go-to. I get the Dr. Dre pizza. It's really good. Antonino's defeats Pizza A Go-Go. That was a 5-4 matchup. Antonino's is a four.
Yeah, I've had so many people tell me about Pizza A Go-Go. We've had so many text messages about it, just swearing by it. Well, Antonino's from the Hill has defeated Pizza A Go-Go.
And this one, Ranj, I think this is a message the people have sent to you.
I guess.
Cyberg's, which you think is a wing place.
It's a wings place.
Is a pizza place. It defeats Pastaria.
I can't believe it.
Maybe Pastaria, maybe they lean into the pasta.
I can't say I know Pastaria. I don't know if they're good, but it's just the whole Cyberg's thing is a pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
Does not compute with me.
It's delicious.
It's all about wings. But Cyberg's advances.
Alfonso's defeats Mellow Mushroom.
Yep, Alfonso's the 15 seed with an upset over Mellow Mushroom. And I think we're going to have an Alfonso's controversy.
Okay.
Because we don't know which Alfonso's this one is referring to. There is an Alfonso's in Troy and one in Carrollton. And they are not the same people.
They're not related.
Correct. Both in Illinois,
That is a huge Alfonso's controversy because technically...
My guess is it is the Troy location because, I grew up hearing about it and a lot of people used to go there.
Which one's closer to St. Louis, Carrollton or Troy?
Troy is.
How far away is Carrollton?
It's north of Alton.
Okay.
I, you know what? I'll have to do a distance thing. I'll have to do
we'll
the
We'll have to
the
do
map.
The distance. Okay, so I do want to look at some of these matchups because these are going to be big. So we have Emos taking on Racanelli's,
yeah.
In the pepperoni division. So this is it. We need you to vote for this now. Not now, but this is the next round.
It will be up on our Twitter account, at Chris Amy KMOX, and you can vote.
At Chris Amy KMOX, you can vote. Emos versus Racanelli's, and then Olive and Oak versus Filoni's in the pepperoni region.
Yes. So we still have to find out who Fortell's is going to go after.
Oh, that's right, because there's a tie. Are we fixing that tie right now?
Yeah. Again, if you want to participate, we need you. We need your vote in the runoff. Yep. Union Loafers going up against That's a Nice of Pizza. They ended up in a tie, so we need you to solve that tie. So the winner of that will face Fortell's. Pizzeria de Gloria will take on La Pizza.
So there you go. And then in the mushroom region, you have Vito's taking on Uncle Leo's. I think I know a Vito and a Leo in the same family.
Do you think they'll fight over this?
Maybe.
Nick and Elena's does not defeat. Nick and Elena's will face Hot Pizza Cold Beer.
Mm-hmm.
In the pineapple and ham region, it'll be Dewey's versus Antonino's. Cyberg's will be taking on Alfonso's. So that is our Sweet 16, but right now we've only got 15. So we need to figure out who the 16th is. Go to at Chris Amy KMOX, follow us there, and you can vote between Union Loafers and That's a Nice of Pizza.
That's exciting. I do want to hear from people. If you voted, we should ask them which Alfonso's they voted for. You can text us at 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. I guess there's nothing we can do at this point.
We can't.
Well, there's nothing we can do. Alfonso's is Alfonso's. Alfonso's is whatever you want it to be.
We have a couple of text messages asking why Angelo's is not in the bracket.
I had a text yesterday about Angelo's.
Well, it wasn't suggested. So this was a community effort. People from the St. Louis community were allowed to offered their ideas, and nobody, I guess, offered Angelo's.
Matt Pajeski, did we have Angelo's and they didn't make the field of 64? Angelo's got taken out.
It got taken out.
Yeah, Matt.
And then, or 65 restaurants, and I think we had to narrow them down, and I think Angelo's got cut.
Uh-oh, the Angelo's people are upset
We got text yesterday and today about Angelo's.
Well, they should have texted the first time around when we were asking for submissions.
You know what? Yeah, where were you?
We are not ready to blame the listener.
The listener is absolutely at fault here. We have been telling them for 2 weeks now to get on it, tell us who they want in the tournament. And then we'll go from there. Peroni's, there was another person who says, what about Peroni's? That was already defeated. Peroni's was defeated by Pizzeria de Gloria.
Well, I'm going to go
in
to
the first round.
Angelo's. Because I got invited. Did you get invited?
To Angelo's?
Yeah.
I was not invited to
Angelo's. I got invited to try it.
Yeah.
So, but I guess you're right. If there's no one to blame but the listener.
Yeah. It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
When in doubt, blame the listener.
It's always the listener's fault.
That's the slogan at KMOX.
So you have 1 hour to participate in the runoff vote between Union Loafers and That's a Nice of Pizza. And then once that has been decided, then we will commence our Sweet 16 voting at Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter. You need to be following us at Chris Amy KMOX.
Absolutely.
So what do we have next? We're talking to somebody here, aren't we?
Benji and Polo at 11 o'clock.
Oh, Benji and Benji Molina, Polo Asensio will be with us at 11 o'clock. John Rooney and Ricky Horton will be with us at 11:30.
I have a great, did you see this? Almost cartoonish, although it has serious consequences.
Okay.
And it relates to you.
It does?
And your stupid little tires.
I can't wait to hear it. The Chris and Amy Show, we are live at Ballpark Village today, Cardinals Nation, for Kegs and Eggs, which is sold out.
Mm-hmm.
It is sold out, so if you don't have a ticket, sorry. You snoozed, baby. But you can come down anyway and enjoy the festivities of Ballpark Village. We hope you do. If you're coming to the ballpark, you don't even need to come to the ballpark today. You don't have to have tickets for the game. But if you are coming to the game, get here early. Gates will open at noon and the pregame ceremony at 2:30. It will take some time to get through security to get in, so leave yourself plenty of time today if you're coming down for the Cardinals and Twins. The ball game will be at 3:15 right here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Now, back to Cardinals Nation Restaurant, sponsored by St. Louis Composting, building something that lasts, and create the ultimate raised bed garden with St. Louis Composting, and by Rally House, your city, your house, Rally House, your home for Cardinals baseball, 104.1 FM, KMOX. Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Hey, Ronch, how many tires have you had to replace in the past couple months?
I've had to have one replaced.
Yep.
Two repaired.
Well, this morning.
Thank God for warranties. Man, that was the best. They did it for free.
Congratulations.
I know.
Drivers were urged to use caution this morning near the intersection of Highway 50 and Highway 47 because thousands of nails were spilled all over Highway 50 and
thousands
Union.
Of nails?
Look at this picture of them using shovels and brooms to sweep up the nails.
God. That won't
There's
do
no
it.
There's no way that's not going to be a disaster.
It is absolutely going to be a disaster. Because
That's like a cartoon.
You can't possibly sweep all of that away. You're going to have it. And all it takes is one nail to screw your tire up. That's what happened to me in the last one.
Well, you had a screw your tire up.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a nail. Totally different. But the... Have you ever tried to like sweep up or scoop up nails? You're gonna miss some. They're gonna be hard to get to.
Huh.
So I just want to say, be careful if you are on Highway 50 in Franklin County. This happened around 4:45 a.m. I know they're cleaning it up. They probably have it all cleaned up, but you can never be too vigilant. Make sure your AAA membership is updated.
Well,
calling them.
Don't you only get so many calls? I feel like they have.
Well, you would know. You've called them. You locked yourself out of your car.
I locked myself out of my car last week.
I feel like the last seven times I've seen you, called AAA five out of the last seven times.
They call me by name when I call them. They say,
AAA
oh, hey,
is, I think,
I can't
the greatest
believe they
thing ever invented.
It's so great. I can't believe they haven't told me to go away yet. Bill Gates. You know Bill Gates, the guy who created Microsoft.
The computer guy. Yeah.
Bill Gates said recently that within 10 years, artificial intelligence will replace many doctors and teachers and says humans won't be needed, quote, for most things.
So here's why I disagree with that. AI is getting stupider. It just is.
Well, for now.
Like, ChatGPT is getting dumber. Again, as we mentioned, if you are looking for accurate quotes and you type it into ChatGPT, you better have an original source at your disposal because we talked about Jonah Goldberg, friend of the show.
Yeah, Jonah Goldberg.
I was looking for, like, Hayek quotes, and he was just messing around with ChatGPT to see what it gave him. He has those books. He knows those books. He studied them. And he would come back to ChatGPT and say, Friedrich Hayek never said this. And ChatGPT says, oh, yeah, thank you for double-checking me. You know, I'll have to make a note of that. And see, over and over again, that would happen where fake quotes would pop up.
Sure, but I think this is its learning phase, and I think it's going to figure it out.
But if it's learning
it's going
from
to figure
us,
all of that
it's
out.
Getting stupider. We're turning into idiocracy,
so
will ChatGPT.
Bill Gates said that with AI over the next decade, there will become free, commonplace, great medical advice and great tutoring, which would replace or be able to replace doctors and teachers. I feel like that's really dangerous, too, because you still need to have a little human touch, right? You still need to have somebody who has, I guess, the ability to understand nuance. And maybe artificial intelligence can or will eventually be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's difficult unless you're a human. I don't know. Again, maybe it gets there. Maybe it gets there at some point. But it is a scary thought. And he also said there is no, quote, there is no upper bound, meaning there's no limit to what this can end up doing. I think that's a frightening thought.
Yeah, I'm just not as optimistic, not only in that AI will be great for us, but I think human nature and I think just the stupidity of everything that's out there is somehow hindering AI. I really think it's not moving quite as quickly as we think it is. Hey, this is a bizarre, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it makes sense. Steph Curry. The basketball player.
He's awesome. One of the best of all time.
He and Michelle Obama are collaborating on an energy drink. That is all the information I have.
Oh, interesting. What is in the energy drink?
I don't know.
You don't have any other information. Oh.
I wonder if it's like a hydrating energy drink because, it's a sports drink, but I hope it's not like... Red Bull, because that's not healthy.
If you're an athlete, like a prime, one of the best athletes in the world right now, I don't think that you would, I would hope, you would not promote some sort of energy drink that has stuff in it that's not good
for you.
So
it's called Plezi.
Okay.
P-L-E-Z-I. Okay. And it's supposed to be a slightly healthier sports drink option. And okay. Michelle Obama's whole thing was be eating healthy. Because, like, Gatorade is good for a specific athlete, right? You're sweating a lot. You need the energy. We don't need to sit around drinking Gatorade all day every day.
Right.
Most of us don't need that.
Did you see the Sports Illustrated list of the best ballparks in the country? And would you like to know where they have ranked Busch Stadium?
We are number one.
They have ranked Busch Stadium 14.
No, they that's
14
insane.
Out of 30 stadiums.
The
they
new
have,
one?
They have this Busch that we are currently waiting for. There's a ball game added today.
Yeah.
They have Wrigley Field number one, then Oracle Park, that's where the Giants play. PNC Park where the Pirates play. That is a beautiful ballpark, by the way.
Wait
I love that
a minute.
One. Fenway is fourth. And Petco Park is fifth. That's where the Padres
Wrigley
play. The Cardinals all the way down at 14.
No, Wrigley should not be one. Everyone
Wrigley's
talks about how
ballpark.
Awful it is.
It's not. It's a nice ballpark.
Dirty. The troughs get clogged.
They don't do troughs anymore. When we come back, though, we're going to talk some baseball with our guys, part of the both. They're actually, they are the Spanish broadcast team for Cardinals baseball. Benji Molina and Polo Asensio. Polo Asensio. Polio. Good Lord. Polo Asensio is with us next on 104.1 FM KMOX.